on the Triple M app and on your radio. This is The Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless.
Our next guest won the 2020 Cox Plate on board Sir Dragonet.
Sir Dragonet coming at Armoury. Armoury and Sir Dragonet. Sir Dragonet takes the lead, coming clear and joins a century of legends. Sir Dragonet for Bossy.
Now he's aiming to take home his fourth Melbourne Cup and first since his three-peat with Maccabi Diva.
But a champion becomes a legend.
Please welcome Glenn Boss.
Everyone knows him as Bossy. He's just known worldwide as Bossy, of course. Sir Dragonet on the weekend, beautifully ridden. His fourth Cox Plate. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Bossy.
Thanks, Billy. How are you, champion?
Oh, I'm one out, one back, Cocko. Just waiting for me ride. Just waiting to go.
Waiting for a ride.
Hey, well done on the weekend. How good was that going past the line and saluting? But who were you saluting to?
That was ridiculous, wasn't it? I swear, I should have given myself an uppercut for doing that one. But yeah, it was very weird. I tell you, Billy, going past the line and you let out the scream and the echo just comes straight back towards me. But anyway, the check's in the mail. It's on its way. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you're $1,000 lighter for that salute too. Do you pick that one up or do the owners and someone just cover that for you?
Yeah, I've got a GoFundMe page going.
That's only $1,000. I reckon you're holding up a right big fella. But the horse you were on didn't unraced as a two-year-old, then sort of comes out of nowhere. Obviously, post-race, the male comes out of the mast stable that they're really, really keen on it. What was your thoughts going into that race on it and your confidence levels?
Yeah, I was actually very confident, to be honest. All he had to do was bring his right form. And I thought, you know, I mean, this is the big unknown. You know, they get here and everyone can tell you how well they've travelled and how well they've done in the barn and all those sort of things. But until race day, you really don't know. But it's quite obvious that he had done well by the way he ran. But listen, he had some amazing stats against some of the best horses in the world. And they're hard to beat if they bring their right form. And he got the right conditions. He got the right run. And everything went really smoothly for Billy and Dale. And he was just really magnificent on the day.
And so are you. Hey, Kieran Maher, I get his selections. I actually just had race 9, Cox Plate, Sir Dragalot or Dragonet or whatever it is. Sir Dragalot just wins. So he was confident, Bossy.
Oh, mate. Well, there's nothing wrong with being confident. They're great. It's a great organisation there. And, you know, they really know how to get these horses right. And, you know, they took him to the beach and did all those things differently, different things for Billy. They would have never seen the beach where he come from. So he's obviously enjoyed the Australian sunshine.
Oh, mate. And he's hairy. He needs a haircut. He's got the big beard going. He's got the hair going. Jeez, he needs a haircut. Mari, doesn't he?
He's unique, isn't he?
He is, mate.
He's one unique beast, I tell you. But one thing the bastard can do is train a horse. He can train a horse.
And get out, and he doesn't mind a little sip and a chat.
Just amongst the punters out there, the people's trainer.
He doesn't mind a frothy. He's a good boy.
Yeah,
we love that. You talk about the lack of crowds. Obviously, for footballers, it's a bit weird. They go out, there's less pressure to perform, really, or a bit harder to get up. Does it affect horses? Obviously, being big beasts, you know, you see on Cup Day people leaning over, the girls half hammered, throwing champagne and things like that. Does it affect the horses? Is that why a sort of untried younger type could win such a big race? And is that something to look for throughout the spring?
Well, I don't know about the horses, but it affects me when those young girls lean over the fence. And you never know, something might just pop out and you get a bit of a hand there. But,
Janet Jackson.
Oh, guys, it really does, especially like it's going to be weird at Flemington. It was weird enough at Mooney Valley because when you come out of the mountain enclosure and you're walking through the tunnel onto the track, I mean, if there's 40,000 there, it feels like 140 because everyone's on top of you. Flemington's going to be weird because going down the race to get onto the course proper, the energy is electric, you know. It really gets you up. So it's going to be... I just don't know how it's going to be, how I'm going to feel, to be honest. But once you get on the track, guys, it becomes very normal then because it's just about you and the horse at that, from that point onwards. You get to the barriers, that's all standard. And you've got a job to do. But just if, you know, you win and you come back, it's just, you look up at these big empty stands and it's just surreal.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I've got to tell you a story. Sad day, Cox Plate day. Pierce, who's an Irishman, drinks at the pub and he likes a little bet. So he gets the five Irish horses in the Cox Plate, right? boxes them up in a trifecta, first four, boxes them up, he has gets it for 40%. Anyway, do you know what come across the line on Saturday in the Cox Plate, the Irish horses? First, second, third, fourth, fifth. So he could, the first top five are all Irish horses, mate.
What a collect that would have been.
Yeah, he only had 40%, but he got the first four, he got the trifecta, and he got the Quinella, so he was happy. Hey, you said that Sir Dragonette is better suited at Flemington, yeah?
Oh, he would be, yeah. Most of these horses are. They get to the bigger stretches and the big flat track. They're generally better, and, you know, he's got pretty good stats over 3,000 metres over there, so the trip's not going to be an issue. I mean, and honestly, Billy, he's done unbelievable since. So I think that run's actually done him the world of good going forward.
Ooh. And Saturday, one for any of the listeners out there, you got four rides. Two of them are well in the market. A couple of roughies. What's your best, and what should we be obviously having something responsibly on?
Well, if for all those people who will be out there betting responsibly,
yes.
If you've got, you just go and sell your house and put a whole lot on Farnham.
Oh, even from gate 10, you get across from the Tricky Gate or you go back?
A lot. No, it's a straight course.
Oh, well, that's an issue there. The inside or the outside.
Right. Don't worry. Steering them straight can be an issue for me. But listen, he's a really good colt. He won last year's Golden Slipper. Forget his first run. Everything's gone right with him in the last couple of weeks. And he's obviously a highly talented racehorse. So, honestly, he looks like he should just be winning this race, to be honest. Right.
Billy's just gone quiet there because he's just gone straight to the phone.
Gay Waterhouse, race 6, number 1, Farnham. I tell you what I do like. I like Admire Robson, who's been training the house down too, they tell me, Glennie.
Yeah, he's going to be a very good chance. He's been ticking over real good, this horse. So if I can squeeze him into the cup, it'll be another one for those owners, Aussie and the boys. So, yeah, that'll be fantastic. They'll have three runners in the cup if he happens to get in. So they won't know where to look, these boys. But lucky them.
Exactly right, Bossy. We love your work, mate. Well done. You're a star. And thanks for coming on the Rush Hour.
Billy and Dale, thanks so much, mate. Hopefully I'm chatting with you guys. I don't know. We should book something in next Wednesday, right, after the cup.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be nice. And a frothy.
And a frothy. Well, there you go. Let's do that.